couldn't handle that heavy 10 at all, and plus struck some trouble halfway down the straight when he was just working into the race. He might have finished a little closer than his fifth. On the slightly better track conditions today, he'll certainly improve Lucky Fish. 10 Iron George and 9 Tabrabane come out of the same Canterbury race on June 8, where Tabrabane just got up to beat Iron George. Iron George meets him better at the weight. They both look hard to beat. 12 Deep Conviction from 5, 10 and 9 in race 6.
Well, I'm with you, Ray. Number 12, Deep Conviction, 12, 9, 5 and 7. I think we both, that LMNOP form just looks too strong, doesn't it? It's now strong Saturday form. It's not just midweek form. And this is the perfect race for Deep Conviction with the speed on. So I'm with you there. We'll have a good bet on Deep Conviction. The 9, Tabrabane, I'm not going to drop off him yet, Ray. He just keeps stepping up to the plate. We both found him as a rough chance there the other day and he got the money. So we'll put him in the Quinella. Number 5, Lucky Fish, he should get all the favours off the inside draw. And number 7, Choice Lager, he's just underestimated this horse, very consistent, and I thought he was good winning first up. So it's 12, 9, 5 and 7 for me.
And for Darren Flindell, he's gone Lucky Fish number 5 to be 10, 9 and 11, 5, 10, 9, 11 in race 6. And we wrap it up today, Glenn, at 4.15.
Yeah, with the tab rewards here, the benchmark 71 over 1,900 and got unders, not here you don't, at $21. Kaseki Danes at 17, Braces at $5, Hunter Jacks at 10, Rye at 16, Signposted at 13, Storm System at $4.80, Song and Laughter at 12, The Way We Are at $35, Anthony's Best at $9.50, Excited Prince at 15, No Return $6.50, Red Jabawi at 26, In a Jiffy 26, and put the pen through every other runner and no deduction taken for any of them. This is a race where there's money for a number of runners here, but nothing sort of standing out. Most popular runner, and most of the money has come for it this morning, is Rye, who's a $16 chance. Then, very closely behind it, Hunter Jack, Kaseki Dane, Signposted, Anthony's Best and Red Jabawi. So they don't really know in the last. And just quickly, the jockeys challenge before I've got to run out the door. Huey Bowman, 270. Blake Shin, 280. Tommy Berry, 480. I'll be back with Tab Talk in about 3 or 4 minutes.
Look forward to that. Thank you, Glenn. What about the pace in the last here, Paul?
Yeah, we'll have a look at the pace. Blake Shin sounds good value there in the jockey challenge too. I've got him riding a heap today. All right, going forward, there's a plenty of speed, actually, Andrew. We've got In a Jiffy, Signposted, Got Unders, even Red Jabawi, Braces and Song and Laughter will kick up. So a genuine 1900 in the last race.
Yeah, toughest race of the day, boys, and I'm having a bit of a throw at the stumps here with the 13 Red Jabawi at the $26. Glenn mentioned there was a little bit of money for him at those each-way odds, and just for a few reasons, boys. He races up on speed, likes Canterbury, appreciates the soft tracks. His recent runs have been sound under big weights, and today he drops with Andrew Adkins claim to 54.5. And as I said, he just loves this Canterbury 1900 metre course. His winning conversion rate isn't great, just 3 from 29, so you've got to take that on board. But at the $26, I think he's worth the gamble. Another horse at big odds, number 2, Kaseki Dane. Back up to his right trip now. He ran a good third last out of a 1350 at Wyong and a big weight. He likes soft track conditions as well, and the 1900 he's won over this course and trip previously. He'll be rattling home late. 3 Braces, a little awkwardly drawn here, but very honest and consistent. Will get up on speed, be there for a long way. And similarly, number 10, Anthony's Best, is at double figure odds, and his form's excellent. He comes out of the Toucan Chew Vassal race, and Vassal has also won since the Frank the Form. Nothing wrong with Anthony Best's recent efforts. Very tough race, the last. 13 Red Jabawi each way from 2, 3 and 10.
Yeah, good tip, Ray. I like that one. I haven't got in my numbers, but I did have a good look at him. 12, 10, 6 and 3 for me. I came back to No Return despite the fact that when you look at his stats, you'd say he's not a wet tracker. But on a bit closer analysis there, he ran fourth on a soft 5 at Canterbury 3 runs ago behind New Tipperary, who was charging home. And then last start in a 1900 here at Canterbury on a soft again. He hit the line strongly, finishing 4th in a race where the on pace has dominated. I think with the speed on today, he'll get his chance to get home over the top of them. So number 12 at the 6.50 for me to beat the 10, Anthony's Best, who's in terrific form. The 6, Signposted, getting close to a win, this former international. And number 3, Braces, just very consistent and absolute must if you're playing the Quinellas or trifectas. 12 on top, no return to beat 10-6 and 3.
Righto, Darren's also gone the 12 in the last no return to beat 3-7 and 10. 12-3-7 and 10 in the TAB Rewards Race 7. As I gave you right back at the start of our preview, Darren Flindell has made Fanning his best bet in the first. Race 1, number 4. What about you, Ray?
Yeah, race 5, number 4, Cheeky Babe Andrew. Talented Billy, as Paul suggested, good tempo for her today. She'll be stalking those leaders and she's got that dazzling sprint late. Race 5, number 4, Cheeky Babe.
Good on you, mate. We'll talk to you on Saturday.
All the best, Andrew.
Ray Thomas there. What about you, Paul?
Yeah, well, I'll take Darren on in the first, Andrew. Race 1, number 6, Nickelance is my best bet of the day at about even money. So if you want to shout a round of beers tonight in the Origin, just put your money on him to win. But I agree with Darren in race 5. Race 5, number 5, lot 3-4-1. We've both got it on top. It's $10, so it's definitely my best each way of the day, Andrew.
Okay, so we get the money early. Race 1, number 6 for you, and then race 5, number 5, lot 3-4-1. Good on you, Paul. We'll talk to you during the week.
Sure will. Thanks, Andrew.
Completes our Canterbury preview for this morning. The Sydney Spring Carnival's back in September at Royal Randwick and Rose Hill Gardens. Come and indulge yourself this spring with a hospitality package offering first-class dining. And you can witness superior views of the home straight as well. Experience the Sydney Carnival in style and be a part of the electrifying atmosphere as Sydney comes to life. Book your hospitality package by going to the webpage, theatc.com.au. That's theatc.com.au. Tab Talks coming up with Glenn Munsey and Sean Cosgrove. They'll talk Origin with Matt Russell. Tommy Berry, Deanne Pena also are coming up in the next 25 minutes or so. 10:30, all the previews begin. And after 11:15, somewhere between 11:15 and 11:40 this morning, Bernadette Cooper will be online on the radio with the all-important barrier draw for the Group 1 Sky Racing Tats Tiara. After the break, Tab Talk.
Tab Saddle Up Sundays. Visit our most exciting region, like the western districts of New South Wales.
Coonamble Jockey Club saddles up this Sunday. Come along and enjoy Coonamble Cannonball Ladies' Day. There's free entry for all the ladies, free barbecue for the first 100 through the gate, fashions on the field, and activities for the kids. Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central have the mounting yard covered at Coonamble this Sunday. Visit gocountryracing.com.au.
You always raise your game at Origin time, so what's your secret?
Mate, you just got to tackle everything head on.
New South Wales and Queensland resume hostilities shortly, and here at TAB, our awesome Origin offers have never been better. Visit us now and check out the dozens of markets and great offers we have open on all games of the 2016 Origin series. When it comes to Origin, you need to take your chances. So get on now, in-store, on your mobile, or at tab.com.au.
T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
Why are schools telling boys they can wear girls' uniforms? If a boy feels like he's a girl, should schools be telling him he can be a girl? Find out what controversial sex education programs are really teaching your kids at school. Go to kidsrights.org.au. Spoken by CLE, authorised T. Kelleher, the Australian Family Association, Baldwin.
G'day, Adam McDougall here. Are you over 30 and want to lose some weight but don't have time? Well, you need the Man Chunk. 10-minute workout and an easy-to-follow meal plan with no gym required. Just give me 10 minutes a day and I'll give you the results you want. Starts Monday, so join now at themanchallenge.com.
Bing Lee's end of financial year celebration sale is in full swing with massive deals to be had. Come in and grab a bargain while stocks last during Bing Lee's biggest sale of the year.
They're off.
Gates open, they're off and racing.
On your racing and sports leader, Sky Sports Radio, it's time for Tab Talk.
One of the legends of the sport creates a little bit of magic at the mountain.
There it is! Adam Scott, a life changer.
It's the first time.
The very latest in racing and sport from around the country. Welcome to Tab Talk.
And good morning, everyone. Sean Cosgrove and Glenn Munsey joins us as well. Munz, how are you, mate?
Very good. Thank you, Shawnee boy. How's the holiday?
Yeah, terrific. Thank you. Good to get away and have a bit of a break and go off the bush, get some fresh air into the lungs, see the horses, do all that. So it was fantastic.
I heard you put your saddle-making and actually had a winner. Greg Bennett had a winner wearing a head collar that you made for him.
Bridle, mate, from you.
Oh, bridle.
Yes, the old saddlery skills, mate, from years ago, made a bit of a comeback for a bit of fun. So that was good fun.
Your core joints and arthritis.
Mate, see if I go dusty here, that's what I'll do, get the machine out again. And you'll see me churning it out, best plates, rings, the whole lot, whatever. Now, we've got the first at Avondale there behind the start here 2 months. We'll be going there shortly. We're going to talk to Matty Russell as well. State of Origin tonight, and it's going to be an interesting game tonight, isn't it, Derek? It'll be a 6-4 scoreline here, and this one might just get blown out.
Oh, no, I think we'll get a few more points than 6-4, Sean, traditionally in Queen.
Whoops, we'll get him back in a moment there, Munns. Our line's dropped out. We'll have Matty Russell joining us in just a sec, too. What we might do is go to Avondale for the first loading quickly here. Now, in this, Scratchings, Three Eyes Lucky, number 18, Ready to Rumble, 19, Cowrie Man, 20, Basil Brush. And the favourite here, number 11, is Crafty Eva at $3.40 and $1.70. Now, they are loading up pretty quickly here. We'll clear this, then Matty Russell joins us with Munns. We'll get it out.
Race number 3, the first two races, is a chance to get a guide on how this track is playing and build your bank. The favourite is Crafty Eva, 390-170 in front of the 2 Macdonife and the 1 R Right Guru. It's handed up to commentator George Simon.
Thanks, Brendan. As the last couple are about to come into line, so obviously no on-course speaker system here at this stage of the day as well. So commentary going through our trackside system. We're set to go and the first gates open. They're off now, and first away was Grazia to lead out in the early stages. Closer in, working forward, also Delicate to be handy. Right there as well as Spawn of Elia, making a line of three. Then Fast as El, followed out wide by Rum and Coke as they greet the judge with a lap to go. In their group also next, Mangaroa Tahi, followed out by Cardinal Sin. Then came out wider Crafty Eva. Back over on the inside is R Right Guru as they work out towards the 1600 metres mark. Well, back in the field here is Tamarakarana, back about fifth last. Macdonife alongside of it working forward. Then came Run Forest Run, and two lengths away, Son of Civics is back equal last here with Glamour Boy. Out into the back they go in stony on-course silence out by the 1400 metres mark, and they spread out over a good 15 lengths here. It's Spawn of Elia, the leader, leads by one length from Grazia. One and a half away, Rum and Coke is third up on the outside of Delicate. Two back then to Lady Itchiso, tucked in over on the inside of Mangaroa Tahi at the 1200 metres. Favourite Crafty Eva is midfield, six lengths off the leaders, being tracked along, two lengths away by Macdonife. Then came back over on the inside of these. Next is Cardinal Sin at the 1000 metres. Well back in the field, Fast as El, R Right Guru, then Run Forest Run. Back about fourth last here is Tamarakarana with Summer Warrior. And back with them also as they swing off the back is Glamour Boy and Son of Civics in their last two or three. Over by the 700 metres mark they go, and it's Spawn of Elia, the leader, leads by one length from Mangaroa Tahi. Right there on the inside, Delicate Grazia looks to improve around on the outside. Two and a half away then to Rum and Coke. Crafty Eva under a ride. Then came Lady Itchiso, Macdonife. Further back, R Right Guru. And then Cardinal Sin, Glamour Boy, well back, Son of Civics as they make the corner. Homeward bound, 400 metres to go. Spawn of Elia, the leader. Delegate's about a length away, coming after it. Wider out, Grazia, about three lengths away, Crafty Eva, then Mangaroa Tahi, followed by Macdonife at the 250. It's still Spawn of Elia, tackle now by Delegate, and Grazia is looking to run on strongly. Wider out, Mangaroa Tahi, it's now taking over, Delegate at the 100 metres, Delegate in front from Spawn of Elia, Mangaroa Tahi, Lady Itchiso running on late with Macdonife, but Delegate will win the first. Second at the line, Spawn of Elia. Third over was photos between Lady Itchiso and out wide, Macdonife. Then came Mangaroa Tahi and Crafty Eva. Grazia was next from Rum and Coke. Further back, Tamarakarana, R Right Guru. Well back in the field was Summer Warrior. With it also was Cardinal Sin, Run Forest Run, Glamour Boy, Son of Civics, and Fast as El. And they were spread out over 150 metres.
10-16 at the photo there. Number 10 gets the money, Delegate. 66-50 and 12-10. Number 16, Spawn of a Liar, will get second, and it will pay for the place, 450 photo for third. Munns, Matty Russell joining us from Fox Sports now. Morning, Matty, how are you?
G'day, Cozzy. G'day, Mums. Yes, I've been up early, gone for a walk to get the paper and been confronted with little more than maroon jumpers walking the streets of Brisbane and very buoyant about their chances tonight.
I thought it was nice. They ran a few little movies on the big screen for the New South Wales boys as well to welcome them there. That was a lovely touch, wasn't it?
The paper today, and they'll see Shows No Mercy on the front page of the Courier Mail. On the back page, it says, Welcome to the Graveyard. 105 years ago, this ground was a cemetery. Tonight, we get to see the Blues buried again. And recent results suggest they may well be buried again. You go back to 52-6 last start. Before that at Suncorp, it was 32-8 G-Mun. Suncorp Stadium, doesn't it give the Queenslanders a leg up?
Well, Matty, I must admit, I've been to, you know, a few games at the old Lang Park and the new Suncorp Stadium, and to say that I've seen a Blues victory, I might have to go under hypnosis because it's very, very difficult to work one out.
Well, head-to-head, Queensland have won 32 at Suncorp, New South Wales just 18. The last two, as I mentioned, have gone to the Queenslanders. Seven of the last eight have gone to the Maroons. So it's an awesome record, and you can understand why. It's one of the great sporting occasions in Australia to be at Suncorp for a live Origin game. The joint really does thump. It pulsates, such as the atmosphere. And they have 17 players playing for Queensland on the night. They have an 18th. In the form of that magnificent crowd that fills Suncorp Stadium and will again tonight, despite reports that ticket sales have been a little slow. Don't read into that there's a lack of interest in that game. Read into it that some of the tickets might be a bit steep, but tonight, come kickoff, rest assured, it'll be full.
Now, I noticed one stat, Matty, and everyone loves to dig them out. 1,813 days since New South Wales won a penalty count at Suncorp Stadium. Who's counting, though?
Laurie's been trying to fix that. He's been trying to apply pressure. But I don't know whether it will happen tonight. Of course, the penalties will be crucial, but I'm keen to try and work out how New South Wales are going to win this game. And while everyone says, I've got to attack, I've got to loosen the reins, play unshackled footy and don't fear the Queenslanders, I still think that defence is paramount because recent history says that if Queensland get to 18 points, they win. They've won the last 13 games and they've scored 18 or more, and 34 of 36 when scoring 18 or more. So the question is for me, can New South Wales stop Queensland getting to 18 points? When you look at that Queensland lineup and the potency of it, it is going to be some defensive effort required from New South Wales tonight. Yes, they've got to score points, but please don't forget the fact they also have to stop Queensland scoring them.
Well, Matty, where are our points if we are going to score them? Who are they? Is going to be the person that's going to get them?
I like Matty Moylan. I don't think we saw his best in game one. There were a couple of fumbles. He was obviously nervous. I think he's going to be much better for the run. I'm looking forward to seeing what Dylan Walker and Jack Bird can do. Who knows how much time Jack Bird can get, but I think there is strikeout wide ones. I like Moylan. I think Mansour is going to be better. I spoke to Blocker Roach yesterday. I said, okay, what's been the best part about camp? Where will New South Wales be stronger? And he said, we've had an extra camp. We've had an extra session to prepare for this. I said, but so have Queensland. And he said, well, they've been together for a decade plus. We have a host of newcomers who were nervous before their debut or either making their debut now. He said, we have been more settled and greater beneficiaries by having another camp. And I sort of could agree with that. So I think that some of these exciting newcomers to the squad can deliver more so than they did in Sydney.
Can you see...
Yeah, Matty,
I was going to say... You go, Mark.
Sean, that discussion you had with Blocker, was that before or after you upset him and he threw you in the pool?
Thankfully, it was beforehand. Being thrown in the pool was the finish of our day because after that I was asking concierge for a change of clothes. If you didn't see it, Cozzy, we were arguing about whether there'd been enough arguing between the two states in the lead-up to this game, and it all got a bit out of control and I ended up in the Sofitel pool, to put it bluntly.
In the drink.
In the drink. Luckily, it was being played in Queensland, this game, and not Melbourne. Otherwise, I'd still be searching for certain body parts.
You'd be like a lollipop. You'd be frozen. Greg Inglis.
I'm keen to know, Munz, what the punters are making of tonight, because we know that Queensland, in the eyes of so many, will win this, but there's a big betting population in New South Wales that is always swayed by sentiment a little and wants their team to fight. What are the punters making of this one?
Well, at this stage, Matty, slightly more money for Queensland in the head-to-head market than for New South Wales. Queensland 155, New South Wales 250. We saw in Game 1 that they saw the market that was there and they thought they were the right prices. So when you're getting basically the same money for both teams, that's telling you that the punting public believe that is the correct market. So at this stage, they're looking at Queensland, probably with the home ground advantage being Suncorp, slightly overs to them at the 155. But they've gone complete. They go completely wide with a lot of markets. You know, Queensland, very well supported, 13+. But, you know, we've still got getting money for New South Wales. But we're getting money for New South Wales to score between 0 and 10 points in total. So you'd think if people want to make New South Wales to win the game, there's a band of people there that think New South Wales don't have the points in them to be able to actually get into the game. And as you said, if Queensland get to 18... you can basically say the game could be over.
And I'm keen to talk about the first try scorer as well, because over the last decade, the team that scored the first try has gone on to win 75% of the game. So it goes to show you how important it is to land the first blow. And when I look through this Queensland lineup and see all the potential first try scorers there, it scares me from a New South Wales perspective. I love Darius Boyd in game one. He's played a lot of Origin on a wing, but because there's no Billy Slater, opportunity arises, and he made the fullback role his own. I know Matt Gillett was man of the match in game one, but I thought it went to Darius Boyd, and he looms large to me as a first try scoring option. And if Queensland do that, Munns, then those stats I just mentioned suggest they're going to be very hard to catch.
Well, the man that takes Darius Boyd's spot, where he scored so many of those tries on the left-hand side for Queensland at Suncorp, is Corey Oates, and he's the $8 favourite to score the try for that exact reason.
Matty,
Dane Gagai overcomes injury to take his place on a wing. He's another option. Greg Inglis, because he hasn't been great in club form, but as we've seen over the 30-odd years of Origin, you don't have to be going well at club level to all of a sudden deliver at state level. So he's struggling for South Sydney. Can he deliver tonight for the Maroons?
He's a bit of a key in a way, isn't he? I mean, if he turns it on, he could really make a difference.
He can really make it difficult for some of these youngsters I mentioned in the New South Wales backline. Dylan Walker, Jack Bird and a host of others are going to have the imposing side of GI thundering towards them if he can find his best at interstate level. Because let's face it, it looks like he's been carrying an injury or some sort of issue. Munns, I know that you're a South Sydney one-eyed tragic. What have you made of GI this season? He has not been at the level we know that he can be.
No, nowhere near as effective as he was two seasons ago, but you can put that the majority of the side down to that situation. I don't think he's been the same, you know, Matty, for 18 months since he did injure that knee. And interesting, you know, they've got him back in the centres on Friday night against Penrith if he does back up. But, you know, it's just an amazing situation. Like, you know, Cossie can be run-of-the-mill, you know, Monday to Friday on the show, but I tell you what, get him on a road trip and a bit of, you know, different air into his system, and mate, he's a man mountain that'll take the ball up all night and just want to be there for you.
Well, I've seen that. I wouldn't like to be in front of Cozzy at 2 a.m. He'd thunder straight over the top of him.
Go hard or go home, Matty. Now, what's your tip?
Or in front of him at a buffet.
What's your tip? Oh, listen, I've got to tell you, and now both of you will love this. Walking out of Randwick about 10 days ago, a lady who's collecting for charity spotted me. Her face lit up. She ran over, shook my hand, she hugged me. She said, this is true, she said, I love you. I watch you on TV all the time. And I thought, geez, the price is right. I haven't been on for a long time. She said, no. And I didn't say that. She said, I see you every Thursday night on the footy show. She thought I was Big Darryl. I gave her a hug. I said, thanks for your support. I should have said, I've had a bit of a dusty day. Can you advance me 50? I'll give it back to you next meeting.
Pop the lows to get a coat.
Oh, dear,
well,
funny stuff.
A story for you, mate. A few years ago, we were up here, a mate of mine, Matt Thompson, and I, we went out afterwards to a place called the Treasury Casino. Who knows, I might find it again tonight. And I was with one, Glenn Munsey, and oh, my goodness, didn't they flock to Munns? They wanted photographs, autographs. They wanted to shoot the breeze with Munns all night. He's a cult hero in Brisbane, even though he's cheering for New South Wales.
Excellent, yeah. Mate. We've got a
That's
dash.
A
we
credit
got...
card.
Now, your tip and margin, Matty?
New South Wales by one.
Oh, all right. We'll look forward to that.
I'm going to back the Blues. I know. I probably sound like a lunatic. I'm hoping they can set up a live decider in Sydney.
Lovely, mate.
Big night for you, Matty. Fox Sports, what time do you kick off?
We're on air from 4 p.m. up here, a big show at 5:30 p.m., then after full-time from 10:30 p.m. with a host of guests. It's going to be wall-to-wall coverage either side of the game proper.
Beautiful, mate. We will talk to you soon. Good on you, Matty. Matty Russell, Fox Sports there. We'll be talking to Tommy Berry in a moment. Deanne Pena joins us now, Munz. She's having a terrific run at the moment. Morning, Deanne.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. You're having a great run. You're having a good run on front runners and in the wet too. Everything's just working out nicely at the moment.
Yeah, that's right. Seems to be. It's always up and down, so see what happens next.
Well, do you got a...
Not only that, Deanne, you made the front cover of Best Bets on Saturday in the Foreign Prince colours. And managed to ride Foreign Prince home, so I'm sure a big blow up of that is on the wall somewhere.
Oh, well, I don't have a copy for myself yet, but I'll try and look for one.
Now, today you're on a first starter for Steve Englebrett in the first there, Dynamic Bid, and you've ridden this in both its trials.
Yes, rode in both his trials, and he's been an improving type. He's learned a lot in this prep and just see how he goes. I'm happy with the way he's going at the moment. Goes forward in his trial. Let's see where he settles today, see what happens today. That'll be interesting.
All right, Schnitzer is a similar ball game. You've ridden at both trials. It's a first starter in the third.
Yes, she's still quite green, but again, she's learning a lot too, and she still has a lot to learn. She's an improving type. She's improved a lot from her Hawkesbury trials compared to her Rose Hill trials, and also I think she's improved in track work as well since her last trial at Rose Hill.
Righto, Adam Eve in the fourth for Normie Gardner. You haven't ridden this before, Caelan Isbert usually rides it. A free strider, you're going to have to get something to probably drag you across from that alley?
Yes, well, she seems to be a go-forward type of filly, and I think it's a suitable race for her. I think Norm Gardner's placed her in a nice race where she can win. She's unbeaten the last prep. She won at Albury, bolted in at Canberra, and the Tab Highway race at Randwick. She ran on a soft seven, which will be similar sort of track today, the soft going.
Now, Deanne, Louisiana Rouge, they put the tongue tie on this. It hasn't been getting beaten much, and it shows pace. It's got to be a good ride for you in the next.
She was beaten about less than two lengths at her last start at Canterbury. I think she got challenged it for the lead, and she had to settle sort of off the lead up but on the fence. And I thought she ran a great race at Gosford, where she had a kick at the top of the straight, and she looks the winner, but she just got run down late.
Now, of yours today, what would be your pick?
Yep. I think Adam Eve.
Adam Eve?
Great. She's in great form and she's been consistent and she's not far away.
Well, we wish...
I'm not saying this is an overnight success to where you were. What do you put it down to mainly? Just more opportunities on better quality horses that you're riding a few more winners at the moment?
Yes, I think so. Just getting to know more people, more connections, getting to the right stable, at Craig, with Craig Carmody, and he's given me that freedom to ride outside work for, Les Bridge, and I've just been exposed riding in the city and riding the winners in the city, and just sort of gone from there.
Well, Deanne, we wish you all the best today. Good luck. Let's hope there's a winner or two there for you and continued success.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Deanne. Deanne Pena joining us there. Bye. 28 past 10, Sky Sports Radio. Tommy Berry's joining us now, Munz, and I reckon Tommy would have heard the last bit of Deanne there and probably would have brought back memories for him when he started riding in the bush, then all of a sudden come to the city and the opportunities. Tommy, good morning. They make a hell of a difference, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do, boys. It's a wonderful thing, your apprenticeship you go through. You go through a lot of ups and a lot of downs, but it's the ones that make it through that definitely go on to make it as a senior jockey.
Now
it's an amazing situation, Tommy. As an apprentice, you can go through a run where you can do no wrong.
Yeah, you can, and even that run you're talking about, you can make plenty of mistakes, but it doesn't seem to matter. The horses still win, which you always look good on a winner. You have them runs, and sometimes you do everything right, and it's just not good enough. So it just depends if you're in form at the time, whether you're on the right horses. I find when I was an apprentice, winter time was a time for me. I found a lot of horses with a claim off your back on a wet track really seemed to help.
And that's where you capitalise on it, Tommy, isn't it, when you get that kick along during the winter?
Yeah, definitely. That's when all the boys go away and you make your mark, and hopefully you can sort of keep it going when the boys get back with your claim. But I think the apprentices have they're really blessed at the moment with the weight scale the way it is. They've got a lot more opportunities, and if they don't take it, then that's just their own doing. The rides are out there. They've just got to go and get them.
Now, on the first today, and one for Greg Hipman, another weapon. It ran an ice race a couple of starts back ago at Canterbury. Although it was fifth or seventh, it wasn't beaten much, and they put the blinkers on it.
Yeah, they have. I sat behind him in the run the other day at Canterbury when he finished sixth behind Russian Revolution, and he sort of got squeezed up the fence a few times and wasn't really comfortable where he was. So I think Greg's put the blinkers on him just to give the horse a little bit more confidence, and I think he'll run a nice race today.
Righto, your first-year team Hawks ride is a first starter in the third, Believe and Conquer. Typical Hawks preparation, trialled less than a week ago, it's straight to the races.
Yeah, they do that plenty of times and it seems to work. And this filly's just she's not overly big, but she's well put together. She's by Love Conquers All, who's doing well at the moment. And she trialled really well. She jumped, put herself on the speed, and I love the way she knuckled down late. And it was a soft track on that day at Warwick Farm a week ago, and she felt like she got through it quite well, so I can't see her not handling the wet again today.
Tommy, interesting ride in the fourth again for the Hawks Camp Blue Money. It's had three runs south of the border in Victoria, run real good races, and it shows pace.
Yeah, he does. She does. She's always up on the speed. I think she went a little bit keen last start in the blinkers at the 1400, but they've dropped her back in trip here. She looks to be going well. She's knocking on the door. Her run at Sandhill was good. Even Geelong before that, she was still strong with the blind. So she'll be up on the pace, maybe get a little bit of cover with her and get her to switch off, and she'll be there when it counts.
Yeah, in the fifth, mate, Cheeky Babe, you'll be first out of the jockey's room to see how she walks into the enclosure. You'll have your fingers crossed, your toes crossed, your rabbit's foot, everything like that, because she can be a bit stroppy.
Yeah, she can. She can be a little bit funny. She's got the earmuffs on today, so hopefully that settles her down a bit. But we'll just try and get her out of the mounting yard early, round of the barriers, as relaxed as we can. But I've ridden this filly before, and the day I did ride her at Rose Hill, when she ran fifth, she was quite hot that day behind Japanese Man and Tempt Me Not. So, look, she's got some great form around her. She's knocking on the door for a win. She's drawn a very good barrier here today. Looks to be plenty of pace in the race, and we just get her to switch off early and relax back in the field and ride her for a bit of luck. And if we can produce her late, she's got a really devastating turn of foot for about 200 metres.
Tommy, deep conviction. You ride in race six. You're another one for the Hawks Camp. You rode this last start. It wasn't a bad run at Canterbury.
Look, he's going well. He's another one who's knocking on the door. He's win first up for the preparation was quite strong at Gosford. I think we're going to try and ride him a little bit more quieter. We did the other day, and he hit the line well. Didn't overly like the track on that day, so hopefully the track's in a little bit better order today. But